Nothing is free.
Yeah, but are we willing to pay for it? The four major TV networks are certainly trying to ensure that they get paid for their programming. The broadcasters blocked free TV shows on the web this month.
Joining us live, the director of the Bleier Center for the Study of Television and Popular Culture, Professor Robert Thompson. Professor, is ad-supported viewing online just not bringing in enough bucks?
Well, it's certainly not as an efficient a model as we had in the old days of broadcast television supported exclusively by commercials, but that revenue stream isn't enough, and the networks are now realizing that the revenue stream that comes in from cable operators paying for their programming is where they see much more major revenue than online. Of course, you've now got all these people who are used to getting this stuff for free, and if that begins to change in significant ways, you're going to have an awful lot of upset viewers, kind of like the newspaper industry that decided to give everything away free, and then they said, oh, maybe we shouldn't do that, and now some of them are beginning to explore subscription models online as well.
Is this a separate principle, or is the fact that many cable companies are involved in online programming, is it all intermingled into some greater negotiation?
Oh, yeah, it's a big mess. There's all kinds of things going on here. First of all, the broadcast networks realize that they don't want television viewers to completely eliminate their cable or satellite subscriptions, which, by the way, a lot of my students have. A lot of my students don't have cable. They don't have satellite. They watch everything on the web. There's also now this new, with Google TV and a number of other services, the fact that you can watch television from the web on your big screen TV, your regular TV in the living room. The broadcasters are very nervous about that as well. My guess is that in the end, this is going to settle down into what's known as the walled garden, which means you'll be able to watch television on the web, but you're going to have some kind of password that will most likely be provided by a cable or satellite provider.
But ultimately, it still seems like we're all going to be paying more, because if what's happening is the broadcast networks are still trying to get more money out of the cable companies, those cable companies are just going to end up passing it on to us, aren't they?
Right. Broadcast revenues, I mean, for a long time, we used to watch TV for free. All we had to do was deal with the commercials. Now that ad revenue stream is not enough, and yes, my guess is as the years go on, we will be paying more for the television that we watch.
Yeah, it may come down to a matter of whether people feel like it's worth it and whether they could live without certain types of programming.
Well, that's the most important thing. Yeah. The networks can get away with this if they've got good programming. If they don't, it's a whole other ballgame.
But what about Hulu tried to charge money for this for subscription programming, and people just didn't respond to it, so they lowered the price. Is the cat out of the bag on the free programming?
Well, yeah, and a lot of things have been tried. If you recall, back in the, 2005, 2006, some of the early forays into television online was you would treat it like iTunes, and you'd 99 cents, and you could watch a CBS show the next day. And of course, you can still see shows on iTunes. Hulu now, I think, if you want to watch it on your mobile phone, you've got to pay for it, but it's free in the regular, if you're just watching out of your laptop. But who knows? In 6 months, a year, hard to tell where all of this stuff is going to finally settle down.
All right. Well, we will keep on it and keep on it with you. Thank you so much for joining us. That is the director of the Bleier Center for the Study of Television and Popular Culture. He's got to explain it all to me, because I don't get it. That's Professor Robert Thompson.
But congratulations on fighting the urge to say stay tuned.